I could talk about this for hours because it's probably has been occupying me with thoughts, the subject for maybe about 3 or 4 years. I was still living in Bucharest, working in advertising, and having a kind of a secret desire to go back to school. And I discovered this master program about visual anthropology. And in order to get in this master program, you had to demonstrate that you have the kind of ABC of writing participant observation. So in order for me to apply, I had to think about the closest subject to me at that point. And because I was going through a breakup and because a lot of friends around me were very hype on Tinder at that time, I decided to do participant observation on Tinder to look at people's images, especially men's images, to figure out how they represent themselves in order to sell themselves to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, but at some point it was, you know, you say that you're trying it in a maybe scientific way or you're faking a scientific way and you're getting caught, of course, into this vampiric way of accepting people or not.
Mm-hmm.
At least visually, and then linguistically somehow. So right after I finished my small thesis about it, which was probably about 10 days of participant observation in which I was honestly talking to men, asking them what is their purpose, why are they there, what are their intentions, and telling them that I'm doing a kind of a small study. Just when I was submitting my paper, I got a boyfriend, surprisingly. So for two years, I was in a long-distance relationship because of dating apps. And right after the relationship ended, I went back to the dating apps because that was my last experience of being free somehow and not having any commitment towards a relationship. So this is when I got back to it, and it happened in Berlin 2 years ago.
But there's... there are two worlds. I mean, the one you described already that you decide by, for example, visual impression by face, actually, normally, yes or no. And then if there is a yes and you really, somebody else also decided a yes for you, then it becomes another world, the real thing. I mean, the chance to meet in real world. How does that work? How did it work for you? Like this switching from this very free and just actually part of digitalized real world into the physical real world. Is it strange? How does it work for you?
Honestly, for me, because I never gave up this intention of research, I gave myself rules every time I was using the app. So for me, it was a kind of a fantastic experience all the time. I kind of refused, mostly refused, to approach it as it's really being presented, as it's really a dating app for dating. For me, it was always either an exercise or just accessing a fantastic parallel world. So I would sometimes meet with people that I would never meet otherwise, that I was kind of dissatisfied with their looks or dissatisfied with the way they were presenting themselves. One of my rules was not to really care about looks, but of course in the back of our minds, we always care about looks somehow. Aesthetics are not only about like choosing people in certain standards. But I would try somehow to dismantle my standards because I wanted to understand in the first place, why are we doing this? And why are we becoming more and more unable to have purely analog, you know, non-mediated flirting? which I personally find it absolutely disastrous and very hard. And I see the same in my peers, and I see the same also in the people I meet.
Mm-hmm. But how does it? Why is it actually another way of, for example, getting in contact, like flirting on this level, in another way than in I mean, real world is a bit strange, but in physical world, why is it so different? What do you think? Why do the people are not using the same, I don't know, words, measures?
Maybe the difference in this subject or the fluctuations in this subject are so big, because if you would call me, I don't know, in the evening after having 5 beers, maybe I would have different opinions. It's so confusing, and it's so confusing when you are getting actually into it and when you are part of it. So my personal judgment, that has nothing to do with any scientific work, is that somehow, because we are filled with all sorts of fears and insecurities, it's safer for us, and it became safer for us to know for sure what kind of terrain, what kind of field we are going to explore. Mm-hmm. So when you are watching someone's profile, you don't know just how they look or how they could move or what are their friends like, 2 or 3 friends like, or who are they chatting with, like you would know in a bar or you would fantasize about in a bar. Mm-hmm. You know certainties that this person put there in order for them to be sellable. So this is very safe, I would say, mm-hmm. because the probability of a rejection is smaller on a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
And fishing for compliments is actually easier and faster online.
But we just, as you showed me that last time, I thought, there should be a lot of people who are trying to use it in another way, maybe to subline it with, for example, I don't know, different identities, or with kind of art, for example. Not to show your person, but to show something very different. Did you meet these kind of characters also?
I did, but it's very hard because you could very easily get erased for that.
Oh, really?
Yes, there are policies related to that, and you are encouraged and supported to present yourself in a very accurate way. I actually have a very good friend who tried to, he's an opera singer, and he tried to make the profile mm-hmm. of his next character,
mm-hmm.
and it was deleted in within 12 hours.
Now that's interesting.
And it was him with a name and a description that was a description of his character. But he was very much interested to take this character in this world mm-hmm. and try to give it a life. And it was impossible due to regulations.
Yeah.
We don't know if someone, one of the users, was reporting him, or there was a kind of a security measure
uh-huh.
from the app itself that is actually... The apps are maybe forcing us to show as much as possible.
Ja, das könnte ja auch heißen, dass man das Geschlecht wandelt. It could be also meant to change your gender, for example. That would be a nice opportunity to switch in a, like kind of game with myself. I would like to do these things. But you mentioned a funny thing. Jasmina hat gerade eine interessante Sache erwähnt, dass man natürlich in dem Moment, kann es ja auch sein, dass einen Leute auch kennen und dann sozusagen offenbaren. That means sometime maybe you meet also people you know in these.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How does it feel like?
In the beginning, of course, it felt ridiculous in Bucharest. I remember that we were taking it, me and my friends and my flatmates. We were taking it, in a very ridiculous sense. But right now, I'm very happy actually to meet people that I know, especially in Berlin, where there are so many people. But I'm happy because I think it's everyone's choice to be there. It's like the difference is that we are actually hiding less and less the secrets that make us interesting, the secrets that make us prone to love, the fantasies that are taking us closer to love. And by having everything about you online, you know, you're making yourself more available, but actually less available for love, I would say. So now you know that certain people that you were probably flirting with, but you have a more professional relationship, they are actually free, you know? Which is somehow comfortable, but in my point, it's not really interesting anymore. If I may shortly say how I changed actually my opinion about dating apps, I started a research with a friend of mine, Stefan, and we were doing an experiment reading the same book. He's reading it in German and I'm reading it in English, The Agony of Eros of Byung Chul Han. In which he's talking about this exact thing that I'm explaining, that Eros is in a crisis, and this crisis is related somehow to this pornification in which we are showing too much of ourselves, or we are trying to create sellable selves, and we are less and less prone to love because of that. And I think this gave me a lot of thought, and it gave me also a new kind of engagement towards what I thought love is, and it made me feel like I need to switch a little bit. And during my research, I actually almost fall in love, or I was more ready than before to fall in love, and I also gave up dating apps. I'm still very critical about it, and I don't know if I will ever go back or not. You know, it's like a romance by itself. So this is how I wrote the piece that I sent to you.
So iubesc să te fuți, să te iubesc.
Te.
Aici.
Aici.
Doi. Iubesc să te fuți, să te iubesc.
90. Te fut.
1.
Să.
Fut, să te iubesc.
Te.
1.
2. 3.
Iubesc să 2, te 4, fut, 6, să te iubesc.
10, 12, 14, 16, aici. 18, 20, 22.
Iubesc să te fut, să te iubesc.
1.
Te. Să te.
Aici. 2, 3.
Aici. Să 1, te fut, 2, 3. Să te iubesc, 1. Să.
1. 2. 3.
Te fut, să te iubesc, așa. Să te fut, 2, să 3. Te iubesc.
9, 10.
Așa, 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 așa,
1.
Așa, așa.
2,
te fut 3. Să te iubesc.
2, 3. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Iubesc 10, să 4, te fut,
aici,
să
18, 18, 20, 20,
aici, 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 aici.
1.
Te iubesc 1, să 2, te fut, 3. Să te
1, 2, 3.
Să te iubesc.
1. 2,
aici,
3.
Te iubesc, aici,
te fut,
aici, 1, te iubesc, 2,
3,
aici, te iubesc,
aici,
te iubesc. Aici. Te fut, te iubesc.
1. 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Iubesc, te fut. Să fut.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22.
Te fut, să te iubesc. Să te fut, să. Să. Te fut.
Iubesc.
Să. Iubesc.
Să te iubesc.
Iubesc.
Iubesc
să acum.
Te fut, să te iubesc,
să te fut,
să te iubesc, să te fut, să te iubesc, să te fut, să te iubesc, să te fut, să te iubesc, să te fut, să te iubesc, să te fut.
Acum.
I like this. A lot of choices in a short time.
Yes, exactly. This is what it's all about.
I just thought about how should a situation be, or how should how should the situation like meet a lot of people in a short time in the physical world? I mean, beside a kind of party, parties is how should that look like? I think before apps like Tinder or other dating apps appeared, I mean, 100 years, people organized themselves situations like that. What kind of physical situation would you prefer to meet a lot of people in a short time?
I am meeting a lot of people in a short time, so many. But as I was saying, I am not really flirty or anything like that. And I was also, because of the book that I just mentioned, you know, that changed my mind a lot, you don't really need to be sexual all the time if it's not of your kind, you know, or if it's not the season of your year. You don't have to all the time meet people and have sex or share kind of sexualized encounters. You don't need to if it's not of your kind. But I feel like because I was in this environment in which, you know, if you're young and if you are thinking, okay, I'm in a crisis, I don't know for how many years I will look good, I don't have a partner yet, I'm suffering from a lot of rejection, you know, like nobody's really staying with you for more than a one-night stand or so on. This is kind of the Berlin nightlife or what's going on outside or inside dating apps. I kind of slowed down, you know. And I am actually making a call for everyone to not force themselves into sexualizing themselves. Mm. If it's not, you know. But me, I don't want to meet a lot of horny people at once. I would prefer to get horny gradually, you know. And I think this is why I find it so hard and so alienating. And this is what my piece is also about. This kind of like fast, fast, fast. Now you have to find a suitable person. And you don't know if this suitable person in front of you is not a suitable person. You have to have a match while you are on a date, you know, to have a next date after a date and so on. So you until you have a suitable person, suitable, you know, who is suitable and what makes us suitable, and are we really natural and honest to each other or to ourselves when we are going out? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like presenting a fake CV every few seconds. It's a lot of work.
My description would be actually, I'm not suitable.
I'm not suitable. This is a very good description. Yeah. It's a very good description. And this is also, I think, something that I encourage everyone to do, and I'm also doing, to confuse people and not to say everything. Mm-hmm. This can be more interesting, you know, because not everybody is like social and finds opportunities to flirt and to speak about things. So for that, dating apps are amazing, you know, because at least you meet someone who just a little bit. Just a little bit, you have a certainty they liked you. They liked your profile, at least.
Mm-hmm. And nobody knows why, actually.
Yes, but you can talk about that.
Yeah, of course.
It's a very good starting point of a conversation, yeah. And it can get you closer to knowing if you are suitable to each other or not. Mm-hmm.